expecting heavy downpours all day today.
You're a builder. You build. It's literally in your job title.
Woo! Let's hit it.
A little rain isn't stopping you. Not today, not any day. Shouldn't your flashing tape be working through it all too? Only Frog Tape Pro Grade Flashing Tape's high-performance acrylic adhesive sticks, re-sticks, and stays stuck, even on the roughest surfaces in rain, snow, heat, and more. So you stay in control when it matters most. Show weather who's boss with Frog Tape Pro Grade Flashing Tape.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
There's something different about Savannah. The way the moss hangs heavy on the oaks, the way the fog never quite lifts from the corners of its cobblestone streets, and the way Colonial Park Cemetery sits there, silent yet somehow listening. Tucked within the historic heart of one of America's oldest cities, this cemetery doesn't just hold the dead. It seems to hold on to something else. Stories, secrets, restless echoes from a time when epidemics swept through with merciless precision. Duels were settled with pistols at dawn, and war left its mark on the living and the buried alike. Some say it's Button Gwinnett, signer of the Declaration, whose spirit still lingers, his fate unsettled. Others report shadow figures slipping between the headstones, unseen footsteps crunching through gravel or the soft cry of a child. Long since buried in an unmarked grave. Is it simply the atmosphere? The cracked stones and crooked fences? Or has the emotional trauma soaked into the ground itself, bleeding through the veil between this world and the next? Tonight, we walk the cemetery's paths after dark, we listen to the voices from centuries past, and we ask the question Savannah itself seems to whisper. What truly lies beneath Colonial Park Cemetery? I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. Nestled in the heart of Savannah's historic district, Colonial Park Cemetery is more than just a burial ground. It's a time capsule of tragedy, disease, and unrest. Established in 1750, long before Savannah became the charming tourist magnet it is today, this six-acre plot began as Christ Church Cemetery and evolved into the city's main resting place for over a century. Its creation was a response to the growing need for a formal burial site outside of churchyards. The population was rising, and with it came the looming specter of death in all its many forms. Plague, childbirth, duels, even political betrayal. Colonial Park was where Savannah laid its citizens to rest, or at least that was the idea. The cemetery officially closed to new burials in 1853, but by then it had absorbed generations of grief. It holds more than 9,000 confirmed graves, though city historians agree the true number is likely over 12,000, thanks to mass burials during yellow fever outbreaks and unrecorded internments. With so many dead, it's little wonder the site is steeped in legend. But as with all great legends, it starts with history. During the late 1700s and early 1800s, yellow fever swept through Savannah with brutal efficiency. The cemetery quickly filled with the victims of the virus, whose corpses were often interred hastily and without ceremony. Entire families were buried together, sometimes unnamed, their final resting places lost to time and nature. Visitors to the cemetery today walk unknowingly over these mass graves, unmarked, unrecorded, but never quite forgotten. And it wasn't just disease. Duels were a staple of the Southern Gentleman's Code. Men would meet in nearby Johnson Square or the outskirts of town, pistols drawn to settle matters of honor. Many of those who lost their lives in these deadly encounters ended up at Colonial Park. One of the most famous? Button Gwinnett, Georgia's signer of the Declaration of Independence, who died in a duel with political rival Lachlan McIntosh. Gwinnett's burial site is marked in the cemetery, though, oddly enough, historians still debate if his body actually lies there. The mystery has only deepened over the years, fueling rumors of a spirit who walks the grounds, seeking justice in the afterlife. Savannah itself is no stranger to haunting. Built atop Native American land and soaked in the blood of wars, epidemics, and slavery, it's a city with many ghosts, but Colonial Park stands apart not just for its age, but for the bizarre events that occurred during its long and tormented history. One of the most disturbing chapters came during the Civil War. When General Sherman's Union troops occupied Savannah in 1864, they used Colonial Park as a campground. While bivouacked there, some soldiers allegedly looted graves and even vandalized tombstones. Names were scratched out, dates altered, some even bare humorous or impossible inscriptions that have puzzled historians and enraged preservationists. A grave marked with a birth date of 1740 and a death date of 1923? Blame the bored soldiers. But others believe that these disruptions of sacred ground stirred something else. Something that never left. Not long after the war ended, whispers of ghostly activity began to spread through the city. Locals walking past the cemetery at night reported seeing shadowy figures pacing along the perimeter. Others spoke of flickering lights behind the gates or the eerie sound of children's laughter with no child in sight. One woman claimed she saw a man in colonial garb standing by a grave, only to vanish the moment she looked directly at him. And yet, for all the legends, there are those who believe the explanations lie closer to home and closer to the mind. Savannah is famous for its thick humidity, its moody weather, and its oppressive summer heat. Psychologists have long noted the effect of environmental conditions on the human mind. High humidity can cause fatigue and disorientation. Prolonged exposure to heat can create physical stress responses that mimic the feeling of being watched or followed. Shadows cast by flickering gas lights, swaying Spanish moss, and even the uneven walkways can play tricks on the eyes. There's also the role of suggestion. Colonial Park is one of Savannah's most popular stops on ghost tours. Guides, lantern in hand, spin tales of lost souls and restless spirits. Tourists, primed for a scare, may interpret a shift in the wind or a distant rustle as something supernatural. It's a textbook case of confirmation bias, the idea that people see what they expect to see. Environmental researchers have also pointed to electromagnetic fields around the cemetery, underground piping, old wiring from nearby buildings, and naturally occurring magnetic anomalies could trigger feelings of unease or paranoia in sensitive individuals. It's not uncommon for EMF meters, devices used by ghost hunters, to spike in certain parts of the cemetery. While some see this as proof of spirits, skeptics argue it's simply a reaction to buried infrastructure or iron-rich soil. Then there's the curious design of the cemetery itself. Unlike newer burial grounds, Colonial Park is dense and haphazard. The graves are tightly packed, some almost on top of each other, and the crumbling wall that encircles the grounds has been repaired so many times it's hard to tell what's original and what's not. Trees grow directly out of graves, roots splitting the headstones. There are sections where time seems to have stopped entirely. The result is a space that feels out of sync with the world around it. Despite rational explanations, the stories persist. Savannah's residents speak of their city with a blend of pride and caution, especially when it comes to Colonial Park. Tour guides recount tales of guests who fainted unexpectedly or who left with scratches they couldn't explain. One guide recalled a woman on his tour who stopped dead in her tracks near a particular grave, her face drained of color. "There's a man behind me," she whispered. But when he turned, no one was there. These are the moments that bridge the gap between legend and reality. The documented history of Colonial Park is rich and disturbing, but it's the subtle, personal experiences, the glimpses, the sensations, the whispers that give the cemetery its power. Beyond the history and psychology lies something harder to explain. Reports that defy logic. Voices that speak when no one's there, apparitions captured on camera. Tonight we go deeper, and what we find may challenge everything we think we know about what it means to be at rest. As the moon rises over Savannah and the cemetery sinks further into shadow, Colonial Park transforms. It's in this stillness, when the streets quiet and the gas lamps flicker against the fog, that the veil seems thinnest. The air shifts, and the stories get stranger. Many of those who visit Colonial Park after dark claim they aren't alone, even when no one else is in sight. One of the most consistent reports involves the presence of shadow figures. These aren't simply shadows cast by trees or passing cars. They move independently, weaving between tombstones, darting behind monuments, and vanishing just before being seen fully. These dark forms are often reported near the northeastern wall, an area where many of the oldest and unmarked graves are believed to lie. One particular shadow, described repeatedly over the years, appears to be no taller than a small child. Witnesses have spotted it crouching by a crumbling headstone or moving silently along the cemetery's edge. Strangely, it's often linked with the sound of faint giggling echoing across the empty grounds. Paranormal investigators believe this figure may be connected to children buried in haste during one of the yellow fever epidemics, many of whom were never formally recorded. But the most famous spirit here is no child. It's Button Gwinnett, and his story refuses to die. Gwinnett, a Georgian patriot and signer of the Declaration of Independence, died after a duel in 1777. His rival, Lachlan McIntosh, fired the fatal shot, and though McIntosh was never punished, rumors spread that Gwinnett's spirit remained restless. Some say the political betrayal and the fact that McIntosh walked free left a mark on the grave. Visitors to Colonial Park claim to see a man in 18th century garb near Gwinnett's tomb. Descriptions are consistent. A dark waistcoat, high collar, and boots that echo faintly against stone. Most sightings occur near the anniversary of his death, leading to speculation that his spirit is reenacting the final moments of his life or searching for peace that never came. Despite a large memorial marker at the site, historians admit they aren't entirely certain where Gwinnett's remains lie, if they remain there at all. Then there's the matter of the tombstones themselves. During the Civil War, Union troops stationed in the cemetery reportedly altered dozens, if not hundreds, of headstones. Some names were scratched out, dates tampered with, and others moved completely from their original positions. It's unclear whether this was done as a prank or out of neglect, but the result is a haunting visual mismatch. A stone might show someone born in 1732 and dying in 1920. For years, psychics and ghost hunters have pointed to these displaced or altered graves as sources of energy disruption. They don't know where they are, one medium claimed during a nighttime tour. The spirits, their resting places were changed, their names erased, they're confused, angry. This theory, while speculative, aligns with what many describe as the disoriented energy of the grounds. Tour guides report guests feeling lightheaded in certain corners of the cemetery. One woman even collapsed near a row of particularly jumbled stones, only to recover minutes later with no memory of fainting. And then there are the recordings. Paranormal groups from across the country have investigated Colonial Park, often with startling results. Electronic voice phenomena, EVPs, captured on-site include whispers, screams, and short, clear phrases. One of the most famous recordings features a male voice saying, "Leave us be," in response to an investigator's question. Another chilling clip reportedly captured a child's voice saying, "Mama!" In a section of the cemetery where many children were buried, thermal imaging cameras have also picked up anomalies. Figures with human shape and heat signatures appearing in otherwise empty spaces. In one instance, a figure stood completely still beside a tree for over a minute before disappearing entirely from the frame without walking away or fading gradually. When the area was checked moments later, no one was there. And yet, despite these chilling accounts, there's a theory that underpins much of the reported activity. Residual haunting. Unlike intelligent hauntings, where a spirit seems to interact with the living, residual hauntings are more like echoes. They repeat actions, emotions, or events trapped in a loop, playing out over and over like a needle stuck on a vinyl record. Investigators believe that the sheer emotional weight of Colonial Park, the grief of plague, the rage of war, the dishonor of duels, has etched itself into the space. It's not the spirits themselves who haunt the living, they say. It's the moments they left behind. But some researchers suggest something even more complex. They believe Colonial Park is a thin place, a site where the barrier between the physical world and the spiritual realm is thinner than normal. These locations, often tied to ancient grounds or places of trauma, may act as portals where energy passes more freely. If Colonial Park is indeed such a place, it would explain the variety and intensity of phenomena reported, from EVPs to apparitions, physical sensations, and inexplicable behaviors. One tour guide recounted a story of a visitor who, while standing near the dueling grounds outside the cemetery wall, suddenly burst into tears. She said she felt overwhelmed by a sense of grief and rage, though she had no personal connection to the site. "It felt like someone else's pain was pouring into me," she said later. She left the tour early and never came back. There are no shortage of experiences like this. A man who visits the cemetery regularly to photograph headstones claims his camera frequently malfunctions inside the gates, only to work perfectly once he steps outside. A groundskeeper reported hearing footsteps behind him, only to turn and find the path empty. "It's not scary," he said, "just strange, like the place watches you." Whether it's psychological suggestion, environmental interference, or something truly beyond the veil, Colonial Park Cemetery holds its secrets tightly. For every skeptic who leaves unimpressed, there's someone else who walks away with a story, something they saw or heard or felt that they can't quite explain. Perhaps that's the most haunting thing of all. Not the ghosts, but the silence that follows them. Colonial Park Cemetery isn't just a graveyard, it's a collision site where history and mystery, fact and fear, all meet beneath the cracked stones and hanging moss. It forces us to ask the big questions: what remains when we die? And can trauma, grief, or betrayal truly echo through the centuries? There are rational explanations, sure. Savannah's heat, its haunted reputation, even the layout of the cemetery itself, all create a perfect storm for suggestion and sensory confusion. Psychologists point to confirmation bias, the power of storytelling, even electromagnetic disturbances as culprits for our ghostly encounters. But then there are the accounts that defy logic, the voices recorded when no one is there, the figures that show up on heat sensors but vanish in person, the shared, unexplained emotions that ripple through total strangers as they pass through the same eerie spots. It's possible Colonial Park is a place where memory, and maybe something more, refuses to stay buried. A location so saturated in life, death, and disruption that even time can't quite close the door on it. So maybe it's not about whether ghosts are real. Maybe it's about recognizing the weight of places like this, and listening, just for a moment, to what they're trying to tell us. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes, and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
With new McValue at McDonald's, you get more than you expect. So after a long day, buy a double cheeseburger and add a McChicken for a dollar. Because saving with deals is always on the menu. With new McValue.
Prices and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value. In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.